Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 22, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter August 22, 2020. On August 22, humanity will have exhausted a year's supply of natural hash resources for the year 2020 that the Earth is capable of regenerating within 1 year. This year the date comes 23 days later due to the pandemic. We consume as though we're living on 1.6 planets. By the year 2050, humanity will require the resources of 2 planets. The head of the WHO says that the pandemic will end in 2 years. But I wouldn't rush to declare when it's going to end. Until we come to a state of good connections, nature will keep compelling us toward it, and with increasingly greater pressure. That is what the WHO should be thinking about. The point is, growth is the point of rising above the ego that fills man. And though he cannot rid himself of the ego, if he wants to do it, he can draw a force from the outside that, despite man's efforts to remain in his ego, will pull him out. WHO: COVID-19 cases among people aged 20-40 is the new phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. Nature's program is to pull us out of the egoistic state, and it won't let up until then. As it is said in Kabbalah, we have entered a period of global correction of the entire humanity and its ascent to the Creator's level. Across the globe, people are leaving big cities, hotbeds of terror, offices are closing down wherever jobs can be done remotely or are being lost altogether. Soon this will impact all children's establishments aside from extracurriculars and sports. Great social changes loom ahead. But people aren't yet ready for them. If we feel darkness gathering around us, it means the light has come, and this is exactly why we see the darkness. The global crisis brought on by the coronavirus is inducing depression, panic, suicidal thoughts, mental health issues due to growing unemployment, financial instability, quarantine restrictions, fear for health. 50% are suffering from panic attacks and depressions, and this is especially prevalent among the young. We have lived to see the fulfillment of the biblical prophecy of the people returning to their land Shavu Banim, except not by realization, but driven by the path of suffering instead of being drawn by the path of light. This exodus from the modern Egypt, America, is leading us, and everyone toward universal unification and the light. The economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus has resulted in the decline in the economic situation of women. After all, the service industry has been hit the hardest with the closures of schools and kindergartens. If we drew closer together, we could have prevented the crisis and all its ramifications instead of waiting for nature to start activating the path of suffering. Nationalism is a variation of egoism, humanity's only evil, which has brought us to the coronavirus and is also preventing us from quickly producing a safe vaccine. The lack of trust among countries and the desire to defeat others instead of the disease is going to lead to complications. From Twitter, August 22, 2020. Up the pyramid of desires. Comment: it is believed that the higher the quality of needs, the fewer people have it. My response: naturally. This is the same pyramid of desires. Question: does it mean that not everyone needs to realize themselves at the highest level? Answer: of course. At the very bottom, at the base of the pyramid, are people who still have simple animalistic desires: family, work, sex, and hobbies. Question: is everything so deterministic that one cannot move from one level to another? Answer: it mainly depends on the person, on the way one came into this world, so to say. Very little of it can be changed by the environment. Balhasulam writes about this in his articles on the influence of the environment. It is possible to change one's destiny, but to do this, a person must realize himself in a new environment, subjugate himself to others, bend his head, and then he will receive from others their desires, aspirations, and values. Question: if I am, for example, on the third level of the pyramid and I realize myself there, does it mean that I reveal the meaning of life at this degree and I do not need more? Answer: no. You only reveal the meaning, but you do not realize it yet. Realization goes further. Eventually, all of humanity will reach the highest degree, which will turn into the center of a circle or of a sphere, and all people, that is, all souls, connecting with each other will form one common wholeness and exit the framework of our world. From CapTV's Management Skills, June 25, 2020. How did life come about? Question: biology translated from Greek means study of life. But this science has no idea where life on Earth came from. Do you know how life appeared and what it is? Answer: life is a special form of consciousness. It emerged from the originally created desire. Gradually, this force of desire developed to such an extent that it began to feel itself existing, developing, and partially dying in its various metamorphoses. Question: so there is some kind of force that created the desire for life. Where did death come from then? Answer: a desire that is not being realized or cannot realize itself feels itself dying. That is, death is the absence of the fulfillment of a desire. If it feels filled, then it feels life. As explained in the science of Kabbalah, the force of light created a desire and fills it. Under the influence of light, the desire is constantly changing. Light is primary and desire is secondary. Question: in principle, can all this be studied? Answer: of course, there are no secrets here. From CapTV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, May 14, 2020. Why precisely in our time should we reveal the Creator? Question: people have always sought to explore nature. If the Creator is an all-encompassing thought, a field, a single law of nature, then why precisely now should we reveal Him as this law? Answer: today we can really investigate the Creator and become similar to Him, or vice versa, to the extent of our similarity to Him. The final development of egoism gives us this opportunity. In each generation, it was gradually developing and consistently leading us, through all states up to the very last one, at the top of the pyramid of human needs. Question: with a small egoism, is it impossible to reveal the Creator, or is it possible but at a very primitive level? Answer: no, with a small egoism we also expect some attainments, not of the Creator, but of His small, side, external actions. Question: does spiritual realization mean revealing the Creator? Answer: this means not only one's realization in spirituality, but generally revealing the true world. From CapTV's Management Skills, June 25, 2020.